Yes, indeed, an article that appeared in Fin24 saying with the headline, "What You Didn't Know About U.S. Chicken Sold in SA. It's Halal." Certain U.S. chicken portions entering South Africa under the U.S. African Growth and Opportunity Act are halal, one of the top poultry producers claimed to Fin24. Now, that was an article that appeared, and now we'll be finding out more about that as we speak to South African National Halal Authorities. Sanha Ibi Lockhart, Public Relations Officer of Sanha. He joins us now on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Uncle Ibi.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and it's good to be able to talk to the famous Ijaz Khan. No. On the airwaves of Radio Islam, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, no, just simple Ijaz. Now, Uncle Ibi, can you give us a background to the importing of chicken from the
USA?
Yeah,
you see, this has gone into the realms of politics that over the years, you know, countries act in their own national interests, and America, as the big brother, or the late Ayatollah Khomeini used to call him, the big shaitan. Different people have given them different names over the years. Obviously, they have acted in their own interests and have entered into trade agreements. And many years ago, they sat down with the African countries and signed up this African Growth and Opportunity Agreement, which basically meant that, look, for us to help you to promote Africa, and although they claim it's being done out of altruism, we all know it's done out of national interest. They said, you know, for us to open the doors, America is a big market, so many million people, affluent 300 million people, Africa can get its stuff in there. But it's a two-way thing, you've got to open the doors to us. And they particularly wanted, in exchange of us making things easier for us to get our rooibos and you know, our wines, not to encourage that, but in the whole scheme of things, all the South African goods in. So in turn, they wanted to do chickens into Africa. Now, chickens, America is without doubt one of the largest producers of poultry in the world. They have taken it down to a science where they are able to produce it at far lower prices than many parts of the world that they can. And they also have a marketing situation whereby certain portions are more liked in America, like your thighs and your breast, which means that they sit with a surplus of items that they don't really need. And this, in fact, is now subsidized with the profits that they've already made on the others. They then take this and dump these into the countries. Now, South Africa and the Minister of Trade, Mr. Davies and his predecessor, for quite some time dug their heels in on this one particular aspect. There's a whole range of items. And this particular aspect, till last year, they refused to give in till President Obama cracked the whip and he said he's going to pull the rug out. We have to open the doors. South Africa basically said that, look, you're going to dump chickens to us. We don't want you to come and dump chickens. And they were concerned about the job losses as well. And if you get onto the South African Poultry Association, if there's a follow-up to this program, they will tell you the thousands of jobs that it's already cost. So that's what they're concerned. But at the end of the day, the deadline was March this year. South Africa had to give in. We caved in and we've allowed these chickens to come into this country. And that was the background of how South Africa had to accept this chicken. And as I said, there's no ways one can compete with these global giants, especially when they have the subsidized items. I mean, there's a popular item that's locally known as walkie-talkies, which is the head and the feet. This is not consumed in America. It's not really desirable in America. Now, they have already made their profits on all the other portions. So can you imagine the thousands of quantities that they can dump into this country at subsidized prices?
Yes.
And America is not the only one. By the way, we get stuff coming from Brazil and Poland and places like that, you know.
Uncle Ibrahim, this story broke this morning that Sanha approved chickens from the USA as halal for our market. What happened? Yeah. How did this occur?
Well, you know, this was a bit puzzling for us because as early as last year when the story first came out, we said, look, we're not getting into the political side, although we're not remaining a political. We're concerned about everybody in South Africa, but our main concern was halal. And there's no ways we can control, apart from this political aspirations, we can actually control the halal aspect. Sitting here in South Africa, getting a piece of paper that says it's halal, there's no ways, and we warn people. And what's even worse, Ijaz, is that the items are not all marked. You don't go into a store and say, look, I want to buy a chicken. You pick up the chicken and hold it, and it's got a Uncle Sam flag or something on it. It's from America, so I won't buy it because I'm not sure. They're talking about bringing stuff in portions. I mean, you've got, this is what you could get served in a restaurant, fast food, takeaway, a butcher. So you'll have no idea. It won't come as label. So this morning we were quite taken aback when we started getting calls and, you know, that there was an announcement on Fin24.
Yes.
From a South African journalist of Fin24 who was apparently in America. We found that he's still actually there. And he didn't do the fundamental that any journalist would do. He didn't give us an opportunity to quote when he wrote the story. He broke the story, and after the story broke, we then got letters asking us, our comment on it. But at that stage, it wrongly reported, and I say this quite openly on air, they wrongly reported, and they've conceded this, that the person in America, they took only one part of the statement. Those person claimed that they have three factories, Mountaineer, whatever the supplier is called. Two of them produce halal, and they keep 15% of halal for America, and the rest they export to countries. And South Africa is one of them. And this Halal Food Council of the USA is certified it halal. And, they even went to talk about the process. That's when we learned that they were actually approving mechanical slaughter. They say they have a man there, so even when people go for lunch, he's there in his white coat performing the tasmiyah. That it goes there, and these people are recognized by SANA, which indirectly suggests that we approve. But we have a tremendous backup in this country, and alhamdulillah, the efforts of people like Radio Islam over the years to conscientize the customers, our helplines, the publications, the talk shows that we go to, the school programs we have, etc. Unlike other countries, these kind of things won't even come up maybe in America itself. But people started seeing these stories and contacting us, and some of them were quite irate. How do you people in one breath tell us in beginning of this year, be careful, American chicken, next moment you've certified it or approved it,
Yeah.
So that was the background. That's what happened. But alhamdulillah, we have a very good understanding in this country, and sometimes it's only appreciated. I hear this from visitors. I don't know whether you've heard it as well. Sometimes when somebody comes and says, Jaz, I wish we had a radio station like yours in my country, or I wish I had a halal association, But they only seem to appreciate when they've gone abroad and come back. So this was the reaction. It was quite intense, I must tell you.
Uncle Ibi, what is SANA's position on poultry being imported into South Africa?
Well, look, we have stated categorically, and we're saying it again here on A, we do not approve of imported poultry, not only from America, from anywhere else, because we don't have the requisite people on the ground. With our 20 years, SANA is 20 years old this year, and in fact, SANA is part of a legacy of our ulama, who's even started certifying before that. SANA was just the improvement towards that, where they handed the baton over to us, but with our experience over the years managing the poultry plants, where we've had our ups and downs, and by no means we are perfect, we have to have supervisors on the field. We have inspectors traveling out regularly. We have systems in place. We have night inspection. These plants in South Africa alone slaughter a few million chickens per day. And alhamdulillah, most of it is in this country is halal, even though the market, we are only a couple of percent of the market. So we've had enormous experience in monitoring this, getting it down to a system and monitoring. And we are unable to do that. Unlike, some organizations are happy to get it on paper, a disclosure with a paper that says the shipment that is coming to South Africa, so many containers, this is a halal as accordance to us. But when we give out a certificate, we regard that as a shahada. That's a testimony that our theological director's signature is on that. It's a testimony that is halal. So we have not done that. And also, it's not just being difficult. Our people have been overseas. We have been to Brazil and many countries like that, Europe and so on. And they found enormous shortfalls. They found in one particular instance, and there are many of these, we have these on file. They found one instance that Christians were slaughtering. And the guy merely quoted and said, well, we are people of the book, so what's wrong with that? Then we found in some places, they do halal by orders. You'd go to a plant and they would say, oh, we're doing halal today. They're happy to show you. But that is only halal for that day. Now, the next 6 days, they're non-halal. That was for an order. So there's contamination issues, etc. And just as much as we would like to certify, especially with the poultry coming from abroad, and this again, negates the argument that people say SANA is only for money, because we don't want to certify and have these difficulties. And a few years back, about 4 or 5 years ago. You saw the scandal that broke in the Cape. That was partly to do with chickens coming from Spain and places like that. So we think it's a minefield to sit from here and accept pieces of paper from dubious organizations or organizations that we don't know. We don't know the ulama behind them and sign them on. So Sena's stance is that we will not certify chickens from abroad. I don't use the word never. There may be a situation arise, but we would only do that if we have the requisite, dedicated, and our personnel in the supervising and auditing field. Otherwise, it's a minefield. Locally, we've had difficulties, and we have overcome that over 20 years. So thousands of miles away, it's impossible. That's number one. Number two, most chickens in Europe, most plants are... They use mechanical slaughter. And mechanical slaughter is an industry requirement that was devised to speed up like anything else, but you want to speed it. But we believe that slaughter has to be rendered physically by a Muslim person. Tasmiyah must be mentioned on every bird during slaughter. The required vessels, which is the trachea, the oesophagus, the jugular veins, and the carotid arteries must be severed. And machine slaughter is devoid of human intervention and emotion. It cannot act upon these requirements. So we would not accept machine slaughter. None of our ulama in the past, this debate, they did attempt many years ago in the late 60s, 70s to try and bring machine slaughter into this country. But our ulama dug their heels in, and that is our stance. So we are saying, for two reasons, problem is the monitoring and the auditing. There are problems with that. And secondly, most of those are machine slaughter, which we don't accept. Even this particular plant, in their own things, they talk about machine slaughter.
Indeed. Public Relations Officer of Sanha, Uncle Ibi Locker, Jazakallah Khair for explaining that situation to us. And you have a wonderful evening going forward, inshallah.
Just before you go, Brother Ijaz, I can tell you now that that article that was put in there, the FIN24 have pulled it on. They have put in the new article now that list our objections and puts the record correct that we did not certify that. And, you know, people can contact our helpline if they need any help. But again, just to reiterate, we have not certified these Obama's chickens.
Jazakallah khair once again for reiterating the stance taken. And inshallah, people can read up that article if you want to learn much more on the FIN24 website. Jazakallah khair, Uncle Ibi. Before you go, in 20 seconds, what is your Islamic New Year resolution for this year?
My New Year resolution, to learn as much as I can from young upcoming people like yourself on the platforms of Radio Islam.
Jazakallah khair so much, Uncle Ibi. Have a wonderful evening going forward, inshallah. Take care.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, there we go. This article on FIN24 wrongly suggesting that Sanha had, you know, approved of these chickens coming from the US. But there, unequivocally, is a word that's not coming right to my mind at this moment, but unequivocally, Uncle Ibrahim there letting us know that that was not the case, and they are not for this bringing of chickens from abroad. And we are happy that they do not go that route. May Allah keep them steadfast.